In Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar has just described a dream that he's had, and he's worried about it. Here's how he concludes his speech to Daniel now in Daniel 4 and verse 18. "This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, Belteshazzar," that's another name for Daniel. "Now you, Belteshazzar, declare its interpretation, since all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation. But you are able, for the Spirit of the Holy God is in you." It's really interesting how Nebuchadnezzar seems to know that he should have come to Daniel first. Experience told him the wise men of the kingdom were incapable of delivering results on the really important issues. And still, the king went to them first. It kind of reminds me of your average man who gets lost in a city but won't stop for directions because he doesn't want to admit to his wife that he needs help. He'll drive up and down the same street 4 or 5 times, insisting he knows what he's doing, and he doesn't need any help, thank you very much. But eventually, when it becomes obvious that he really doesn't have a clue, and when it becomes obvious that persisting in the face of defeat would look ridiculous, then he pulls into a gas station and asks for help. Even before Daniel delivers results in this story, Nebuchadnezzar knows he's the only one who can really help. The king didn't make that discovery at the last minute. He already had experience with Daniel and knew the truth. "My wise men couldn't do it, Daniel, so I really need you because I know you have real contact with a real God." It reminds me of a passage in the book of Romans where Paul explains how none of us has an excuse for not establishing a relationship with God. It's that well-known passage in Romans 1 verse 20 that says, "For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." In other passages of the Bible, we're told that God has, quote, "put eternity in the heart," and that He, quote, "has not left Himself without witness." He might not force us into a relationship with Him, but He leaves enough evidence that we know He's there. My experience has been that even the most ardent atheist, no matter how strenuously he argues his point, well, he usually has a little voice somewhere in his heart telling him he's wrong. The human heart just can't shake the notion of God altogether. So, when people finally give in, it's not usually a case of suddenly discovering the truth. It's more a matter of admitting what you've kind of known all along. There is more to this world than first meets the eye. So in light of that, I want to ask you a rather direct question. What is it that you're fighting? Is there something in your life you know is wrong, but you've just been too stubborn to admit it? Eventually, you're going to have to face reality. If you know that something is true, it kind of has a way of catching up with you. And dealing with it now is always going to be the better way to live.